Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. It is a beautiful Thursday, a.k.a. Trending Thursday, as we've been calling today on Twitter. A lot of people in the DFW area definitely keeping that going. And, man, it's a very, very, very power-packed day getting ready to go on. But as far as letting you guys know what's going on for today's show, on Life After Dust Live, we got my boy, Wireframe, who's going to be on the show today. And if you ain't heard this man, you ain't heard this man on no songs, I don't know where the heck you've been. You've been in some rock. You're like on a Geico commercial. You've been under some rock, hiding for like years, and he hurt and just been out of place. So, you know, if you ain't got a chance to hear him, be sure to go check him out. You can just Google him and find him. You can find his stuff all over the place. But we're going to go ahead and get into the show and go ahead and open the phone line because I think my boy Wireframe is in the building. So we're going to go ahead and open up the line. So here we go. All right, you are on Life at Dust Live. What's up, Wireframe?
What's happening, baby?
Not much, man. Glad to have you on the show, man.
Oh, yes, sir, man. It's a pleasure to be on here.
Most definitely, man. And, you know, I definitely just, you know, one of the things I could definitely say is before any major radio and everyone out of the radio station said, oh, we're going to probably play this song, you know, this is one of the very first places that actually, radio stations that actually played your song. And
I appreciate
that's the thing. I don't like artists having to wait for everyone else to go, okay, we're going to wait and see if it's a hit. Like, I know a hit when I hear it, and it's just, I'm not going to wait for everyone else to tell me when to say it's a hit. So, you know, I'm glad that everyone else is starting to figure that out now, and much blessing to it.
All right, man. And I really appreciate you for stepping up and, you know what I'm saying, not being a follower. I talked to you before, and, you know, you had let me know that you were going to play it. And, I mean, you're a man of your word, and I sure appreciate that.
That's, at the end of the day, it's all you can. If you're not a person of your word, then what are you? You know, people don't realize.
Right.
You know, first of all, man, where are you originally from? We know you definitely got the D-Town movement on lock right now, and it's definitely just crazy, like, where are you originally from?
Well, I'm originally from Hot Springs, Arkansas. So Kansas, as they like to call it up here, but it's Arkansas. Fresh out of Hot Springs, Arkansas, man.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, I mean, so this is crazy. Like, you come from there, and then it's always interesting to me, even myself, I'm not from here, too. I'm not even from the South originally, and it's just amazing when you can go to different regions and take your style and really make a name for yourself in that region.
Yeah, I mean I knew I had it in me all the time, but you know I needed an outlet and you know someone to listen, and you know D-Town gave me my outlet. So I wasn't raised in the D, but I was made in the D. You understand?
Yes. Man, first off, man, like when did you very first start doing music? Like, what was the very first thing you ever did that said, okay, I'm going to start doing music now?
Well, how I started doing music, it was this girl that I liked. And she said, you know, it always usually start out with a woman. But
It do.
I started out liking this girl, and she heard me singing, and I was just, my mom is a great singer, but I was singing a little bit, and she was like, you know, hey, you can sing a little bit, and you know, what she tell me that for, and you know, it's been on ever since, but I started singing, like, taking it serious, probably back in about 97, 98.
Okay. Most definitely, and you've been you've been on it, man. Like you, like from a hook to now doing your own song, your own full songs is just definitely a blessing to hear. Like, first off, we're going to one of the hooks that you did that everyone in their mom around the country knows, Mr. Hit That. And I mean, wow. I mean that's it stands. I mean, you stand out so well in that song. It's like it's catchy, like. Like, when did you, like, how much time, like, when you were in the studio, how were you, like, thinking, like, okay, I'm about to attack this song this certain way? Like, how did you come up with this concept for it, for that hook?
Well, I'm gonna set this straight with this hook also. I personally didn't write this hook. Trell Lee wrote this hook. He invited me on to their song to sing the hook for them. And I sung the hook. And to be honest with you, I didn't even believe in Mr. Hit That Hoe. I didn't believe in that song. But, you know, you look up and voila, it's the song that helped, you know, make me who I am.
Exactly. And that's the thing. We're worst critics. I mean, we are very worst critics. We don't realize that it's gold right in front of us. Because that's just who we are. We criticize ourselves.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, that's good for me to hear that, you know, because a lot of people would sit there and say, well, I knew my song was a hit or whatever when I first heard it. Like, it's good to hear an artist actually come out and say something like that.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of people tell me, you know, I'm a little too considerate and whatnot, but, I mean, I'm going to be me. You know, I'm not going to fake and shake, not for the radio, not for the TV or whatever, because I'm real big on giving people their credit, and I'm real big on getting my credit. And, you know, a lot of people, they want to take credit for everything. You didn't do it all by yourself.
Shoot, I don't want to do it all by myself, to tell you the truth. No, that's what you don't understand. You don't want to trust, you don't want to ever doesn't understand, it's not easy doing it all by yourself, so don't try to do it by yourself.
Exactly. But a lot of people, you'll hear a few artists that, you know, when you're talking to them, it's like, wow, you done all this by yourself? You know? And I just, if I feature on your record, this goes for anybody. If Wild Frank feature on your record, the best way to get on my bad side is not put my feature on your song or let people know that's me. You know, that's terrible. And that goes for anybody that you feature on your record, your album, or whatnot. That's very important to them. Whether you pay them or not, the main thing is they need to look on the back of there and see their credit on there. That's very important. That's their history. That shows where they've been, what they've done. And if you being selfish and not put that on there, you just rob them of that.
Yeah, and Russ, that kind of gives people kind of respect you more. For the artists who put your name on the back of the stuff and whatnot, people respect you more and go, oh, okay, man, they might like the person who's featured on it more, and because they saw their name on there, it drew them to like the song more.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of, you know, some artists, they feel like, man, I'm not giving him no credit. I'm not going to, you know, I pay him. I'm not, you know, I can do what I want to with this song. Yes, you can. But at the end of the day, sometimes it's a backlash with that, you know, because it might have been in your contract that you signed with them that you have to put their feature on there, you know. But it's a lot of people that don't know the business side of this also. I've had years and years of experience in this business to know that it doesn't matter how good I sing, rap, or whatever. At the end of the day, if I don't handle my business, I'm working for free.com.
Exactly. And people will try to make you work for free.com, exactly. I said it's a charity, but some people, I mean, everything is out of charity. Who don't realize that? Like, everyone thinks everything's a charity.
Yeah,
all right, we're gonna go to the next chapter, man. I mean, we go on from there, and then, you know, I remember one of the songs I played on here before, and actually, he was actually a guest on the show before, Young Quill. And you had Get It In. You was on the feature for you was on the hook for Get It In. And a lot of people was throwing that song too, so I was like, oh, okay. All right. I said, oh, I see you starting to be a trend there.
Yeah. Well, the song with Young Cliff, you know, he invited me on his song also, you know, to feature on this song. And we came up with the hook and everything, and I'm not gonna say I ain't believe in his song, because Young Cliff is very talented. And when we recorded it, you know, I actually liked it because I was used to that style now, you know, what everybody like to call that, the Mr. Hit, that whole style or whatnot. So I was used to hearing that, and I pretty much had mastered it by then. But Young Cliff, he has a hot record also, man. I mean, I hope he push it and it goes far.
Yeah, it was definitely like, and I could definitely say he had no problem about making sure he gave you credit, because every time he told me, like, man, yeah, man, I got Wireframe with this song, man, you got to definitely check it out. He would make sure he said your name left and right, left and right, left and right.
So that
gave you a lot of credit.
Yeah. I mean, that's my guy. That's my little partner, man. I've been knowing him for a long time. Before I knew a lot of people, I knew Young Cliff. And, I mean, he's helped me out a lot. You know, I also give him credit. You know, actually, my whole team, he actually sent them to me. You know, through, like, that's how I got to know my team, as far as my role manager, you know, one of my dancers. You know, he's helped me out a lot, you know. So, I mean, big ups to Young Cliff.
And big ups, I mean, you said your road manager, too. Big ups to VP, by the way. I mean, he definitely holds you down. That dude holds you down real hard, man.
Yeah, big ups to VP, which, I was going to shout him out before it was over with. But, I mean, he's a lot more than just, you know, my road manager. I mean, he does a lot. I mean, I don't even know how he does all this stuff, but, I mean, he's a machine. You know, he's not just my role manager, my friend, you know what I'm saying? We laugh, fight, argue, whatever, but, I mean, we know it's a bigger goal, you know, so that's my partner, man. That's my right-hand man.
Exactly. Good to hear, man. Okay, so we go for the Young Cliff on chapter. And then now we are to Magnum, man. Magnum. Magnum, man. I think that was it, man. That was it. That was finally it when you said, okay, I'm definitely going to make a name for where, okay, this song is featured Wireframe on the song, period. And I'm about to just, like, wreck the whole song. And wow, man.
Right.
You won 4 straight weeks in a row. on K104. That was, I mean, you really, a lot, as far as there's some doubters out there, there's a lot of doubters. But, hey, it happened, so they can't, now they believers now.
Yeah, I mean, I was told that this song wouldn't work, that, you know, the hook is too long, you know, but I had to believe in myself, and I knew that I was tired of being known as the dude that song Mr. Hit That Hole, or the dude that song Get It In. You know, I wanted my own identity, which, and I believe I deserve that. So I made it a point not to feature anybody on my song because I wanted to show them I am the total package. I don't need to get on from a feature or anything. I'm what you're missing.
And you did a very good job there, because every time people hear it, it's like it's classic. And I mean, when I think of it too, I mean, I think it'd make a good placement for, you know, like people promoting safe sex, because hey, you remind them over and over, you basically remind them over and over and over again the importance of safe sex. That's really what the song says to me. It's like,
right,
if you don't get down, make sure you wear a condom.
Right, and that's the whole meaning of my song. I know what I'm saying, but I wanted to promote safe sex, but I wanted to do it in a way where, you know, it wouldn't be corny or preaching to people. But so as I was sitting down writing it, you know, it became like subliminal message. Even though I'm not telling you, hey, go put on a condom, protect yourself, blah, 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 I am telling you that. You know, but I did it in a way where it was still cool to people. You know, they don't, you know, it's not like you're talking about safe sex. For some reason, if you're talking the right thing, people don't understand that. But if I say something, you know, I'm speaking the native language, you know, hey, let's do it. You know, everybody understand that. But at the end of the day, I got my point across at the end of the day. When I perform, I say pull out the Magnum. Magnums go up in there. If it's playing in the club, pull out the Magnum, come on. People about to break their back trying to get their wallet out or dig in their purse or whatever, trying to get to their Magnum because this is their jam. So I still got the point across without preaching.
Right. I remember, and I did one of the most monumental things ever since then. I've seen people do it every time they go to a party now.
Yeah.
When you perform it, and I threw out like 50 Magnums out into the crowd. Like, I was like,
yeah,
everybody makes it rain money, man. We got to do some new stuff now. So that was crazy. I was like, hold on, that's a good idea. Like,
right. So, I mean,
so, yeah,
now let the cat out the bag a little bit now, because, you know, it has caught on, so I can actually, you know, let it out the bag. And yeah, my intention was what's going on right now, for people to start pulling out a Magnum. And therefore, women can't end up pregnant, you know, out the blue. You know, you don't have to go home worried about if you caught something, because guess what? Women pulling out the Magnum, too. I mean, I have all type of pictures of women with Magnums. So, therefore, women, y'all protect yourself. You know, it's dangerous out here right now. Yeah, that's fun. Believe me, I love it probably more than everybody on the station. But you have to protect yourself.
Exactly.
You have to protect yourself, you know. And once again, I'm not preaching. You know, you just have to protect yourself and make sure you're around. You know, you want to be around for your grandkids. You want to be around to have kids. You know, and it's dangerous out here. So, women, make sure you keep condoms with you just in case you decide you want to, you know, get your boogie on or whatever, and he say he doesn't have a condom. Well, baby, I got one for you. And it is what it is.
And that's the thing, like you said, it's like, I mean, think about ABCs. People want to learn ABCs, but say A, B. Like, it has to be some fun way. People learn stuff the best, and it sticks in their head if it's a fun way of it being said.
Right. So like I said, I mean, it has made a big impact in the club. I know people not thinking like that. Some people caught on to it, but, you know, they like, hey, this is like a safe sex song. But the majority, they hear that beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it, and that's what they think about, beat it, beat it, beat it. And I mean, beat it, beat it, beat it. Just make sure you got that Magnum on while you're beating it, though. You understand?
Exactly, because I know how to be I'm crooked. It's time to come over. Oh man. Okay, so what we're gonna do? We're gonna play the song real quick, and then we're gonna come back and wrap it up.
That's what's happening.
That was a play on words. I mean, we're gonna wrap the show up, everybody. I wasn't talking about wrapping up with the Magnum. All right, here we go. We're right back. This is Wild Phrase Magnum. If you ain't heard it, you ain't listened to the past episodes, and you need to catch up. Here we go. This is Magnum by Wild Frame. We'll be right back.
Whoa.
Pull out the Magnum.
Is a public service announcement.
Pull out the Magnum.
Wild Frame.
Ooh, work it
down. Gotta get into the room. I'ma pull out the Magnum. Pull out the Magnum. Pull out the Magnum.
She already know what to do when I
pull out the Magnum. Pull out the Magnum. Pull out the Magnum.
She turned me up and let me be, 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 be.
I'm flipping over, then I
beat, 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 a beat, beat, a beat, beat, beat.
Like Michael Jackson, boy.
Beat it, 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 beat it.
She grabbed her ankles, then I
beat it, 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 beat it,
yeah.
Matching the wrist fit, matching the wheel.
Clean,
I see these haters watching, I ain't worried about this. Got a couple goons with me, but tonight I'm not gonna trip. I'm looking for a bad, and I don't want no model. Just a bad ass, just smelling like water. I need that one to swallow, she good with that down. I'm sweating out a weave, she ain't worried about no hair. Boy, look at here, that's the kind that I like. That thing stay wet and she go hard on a pipe. Some say that she dyke. Alright, that's what's happening before I get the jam. And I pull out that Magnum.
You pull out that Magnum.
Exhale. I put it on her good and told that exhale. She couldn't believe you, boy, and hit her with the
I
gym.
Hit her with the
she
gym,
had no idea your boy was working with a limb. So I commenced to be, 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 be.
I flipped her over, then I
beat, beat. A beat, beat, a beat, beat, beat.
Like Michael Jackson, boy.
Beat it, 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 beat it.
She grabbed her ankles and I
beat it, 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 beat it.
Yeah.
As I get into the room, I'ma pull out the Magnum, pull out the Magnum, pull out the Magnum.
She already know what to do when I
pull out the Magnum, pull out the Magnum, pull out the Magnum.
She turned it up and let me be. Be, be, be,
be. I flipped her over, then I
beat, 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 a beat, beat, a beat, beat, beat.
It's a quarter past three, I'm back on my mission. Just got a text that read I need some attention. My boyfriend's tripping, and it's a slipping. And I'm soaking wet, and I need some sexual assistance. Before I ain't get a mention,
I'm playing with it now.
To make this happen,
some way and somehow,
here's the address to my place, ain't no time to waste, I read it to the best, that old ass smiley face,
pull out the Magnum,
oh yes sir,
yes,
think
sir.
I will beat this, cause that's absurd, I'm talking about that Magnum, it's hell I prefer,
yeah.
Girl, go and bust it open, let your boy beat her, watch that word, cause I
be,
I'm flipped over, then I
beat, beat, a beat, beat, a beat, beat, beat.
Like Michael Jackson, boy.
Beat it, 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 beat it.
She grabbed her ankles and I
beat it, 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 beat it.
Yeah.
As soon as I get into the room, I'ma pull out the Magnum, pull out the Magnum, pull out the Magnum.
She already know what to do when I
pull out the Magnum, pull out the Magnum, pull out the Magnum.
She turned it up and let me be. Be, 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 be.
I flipped her over, then I
beat, 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 a beat, beat, a beat, beat, beat.
Like Michael Jackson, boy.
Beat it, 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 beat it.
She grabbed her ankles, then I
beat it, 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 beat it,
yeah.
Pull out the Magnum. Pull out the Magnum. Pull out the Magnum. Pull out the Magnum.
I All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life at Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and special guest, Y-Frame. That was Magnum. And, man, I saw people going in on Twitter right now, man. They were talking about the UT sex tape. They said they, if he was talking about they need to pull out the Magnum.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Oh, man, they going in right now. But, no, I mean, like I said, that song, man, it's like we were saying, it's just, it's a fun way of conveying a positive thought. And that's what people don't realize. Like, some people, I like a lot of conscious music, but sometimes you got to be real slick about it. You got to say something, it's all right to say something positive, but say something positive in a, you know, in a fun way, too. So some people, they can still dance to it, but they still learn something positive while they listen to it.
Right. And, I mean, you have to. But, you know, more of us need to have some type of positive music, you know, and I'm not saying make it corny, but, I mean, listeners, I tell you what, listeners, require more of us, you know. Don't just because some of the beat sound good, the song is jamming. Require us to give y'all something. Let's feed your mind, you know. I don't know. You just have to, if y'all require more, we'll do better. And I guess that's the best that I can think of, the best thing I can think of to say.
Exactly, man. It's a very catchy song, and there's a reason why it's starting to, you know, really get the buzz and start it really deserves. And I'm just glad to see a lot of people really picking up.
Yeah, and I mean, it's now on my song, not being cocky, but I knew what it was gonna do. You know, I don't know exactly how big it's going to get, but I knew what it was going to do. I knew that it was going to pick up. When everybody, you know, the big people that I went and talked to, they were like, no, this is not the one. But I knew it was. So, also, you always have to believe in yourself.
Exactly. And people love it, man. Every time I talk to them, they're like, oh, you're a real little son, man. And, like, I remember when I first heard it, I was like, okay, because I was like, it's hot. And, like, I heard it first, like, the very first time, you know, I wasn't as crunk yet, but I heard, like, the second time, I started seeing people dance, so I was like, oh, shit. It was like, okay, now I'm starting to see the picture come to life. It's starting to make a little sense.
Yeah, I mean, but once again, it's a new sound. I mean, I already knew that, hey, there's something new for them. It ain't going to just jump right off because you did something different. Your chorus is long. You know, it's something different. So you got to give them a minute to get on it, but it will go.
And people making like all kind of, it's like, it's always crazy to see the dance that people come up for. It's crazy. I've seen like about five different dances to it on YouTube. And It's like this one that I always try to do when I'm in the club. I always try to remember how to do it. Oh, man. Another thing, man, go ahead and let everyone know as far as, like, how they can hit you up as far as all your websites and whatnot.
Well, as of right now, you can hit me up at Y-Frame for Facebook. You can at Y-Frame on Twitter. All of my things are at Y-Frame. And also you can pick up Magnum on iTunes also. And Reverb Nation, you can listen to it. And purchase.
Most definitely. And, I mean, it's not going to be hard for y'all to figure out, you know, because when you go listen to, because all the shows from Life at Dusk are on iTunes and free, so since you ain't got to pay for the show, spend that dollar on buying the song, man. That's simple. You in one place, you can do it all in one place. Go to iTunes,
$1.
Just $1. I mean, you can go buy a McDouble for $1. If you can buy a McDouble for $1, and I'm pretty sure you can spend that dollar on the song. So there you go. And, I mean, once again, I want to thank you for coming through again, man. It's definitely a pleasure having you. And, you know, just continue to keep doing what you're doing, man.
All right, man. I appreciate you.
And big ups to 1 million plays and 2 million views on my face. I'll keep that, too. I was like,
what? You saw that? You've been doing your homework.
You do more homework. Hey, that's how you got to do it. You can't just do shows. You got to do the research, too. So there you go. All right, so I'm going ahead and close it like how we always do, everyone. Oh, make sure, everyone, I forgot to make sure I throw this up out there. Tonight, y'all, make sure y'all go over to the vault. My boy M.E. will be performing dance like a strip over there, so it's crazy, man. And y'all know that I'm your boy promotes over there, so y'all see me over there looking at the woman going crazy. So there you go. Of course, you know you're going to hear Mag. It's pretty much, if I hear dance like a stripper, I know Magnum's going to be played. It's like they go hand in hand. So there you go, everyone. And always, as we always say, everything you do, no matter what you do, remember where there's a J, or where there's a wireframe, or where there's a U, there is a way. And y'all have tuned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. We'll see y'all on Monday with Hot Mess After Dust. Y'all know what that means. I'm going to be going in on some people. And one of the things we'll be talking about is Pinky retiring from porn. Woo! Yes,
that's a tragedy.
I know. Breaking news.
That's tragic.
I know. I'm telling you, when I saw it, I was like, "Oh my God!" We're going to deeply what her new career path is going to be. So we'll see y'all. And in the words of Chris Brown, this is.